We are on Daf Mem Vov Amud Beis. The Gemara is Mesayim at the whole Machloikis Abelezer Ben Yaakov, and the Rabbonon is Davke Achotzer She'ein Bay Din Chaluke. Avo Yesh Bay Din Chaluke Divrei Hakel Oso. Let us see the Ran. Mishum the kiven shechotzer zu lechaluke hi oimedes. Since the chotzer is oimed lehicholik, hi efshel loimer shemitchilo konuo kulo kol echod letashmishoi. We cannot say that each one purchases it, it's a kinyan lizman. That when he uses it, it's his, and when the other one uses it, it's his. The shemo ha'echod yichkayif es chaveiroi. Because one, a chotzer sheyesh by din chaluke, so one can force the other to make chaluke. Hilkach, afilu le Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov asurim. So a chotzer sheyesh by din chaluke, there never was such a bailus. That means the whole lomdus befrat at the Ran said that most of the kinyan was nigmar before. We don't need the birur nasidus only on one part of the kinyan. That is only if it has to be like this. That's a chotzer she'ein bo din chaluke. So memele, that's how the shimush of the chotzer will be. It's a kinyan lizmanim. But a chotzer sheyesh by din chaluke, so we can't say most of the kinyan is avegishtel. Forget that tomorrow we can force him on chaluke already. It's yesh by din chaluke. So forget that it's oimidli cholik. So then there's no such svore that when he's using it, it's his. Because of a rajbazal. So the rajba said, the loimi boi koidem chaluke, the asurim, before chaluke, it's ichorosa, according to everyone, because we don't say this svore that it's a kinyan lizmanim. Each one has half a chotzer and the other half is meshubit. Ela afilu la'acha chaluke nami asuri. Now after chaluke, it's also osa. Why? The lekel may ma kiven shechulku huvrad over lemafchei shulchelkoi hamegiyoi mishori shayna after chaluke. So we cannot say. So each you asked your chelik on me, but now we made chaluke, so I ended up with my chelik. Vuhu loy neser ela becherik chaveiroi. So Memela will say after Chaluk it should be mutter. The Yochi Havalei Hach Breire Kisha Breire is Naume. If we will assume that after Chaluk each one ends up with the Chalik that he had purchased, Bishas Trilas Hashutvis, so we say that that's how the Kinyan was avegishteled. That the money that he gave purchased this chalik, that is the tait yesh breire. And this is the breire kisha breire staume. V'kaimulon b'diraise ein breire. So we can't say that after chaluke, he'll be able to have hanor from his chalik. V'chiteime. So we say that we don't hold yesh breire, so it could be I'm ending up grad with the chelik of the mother that he asked me. I'm ending up with his chelik. So memelus, I'm not allowed to have hanor weiter. That's what the Rashba says. V'chiteime mikol mokim. Hakaimulon kishmur dom ha'achin shecholku lekuchesayim. Fine. Afilu we hold ein breire, but we say ha'achim shecholku lekuchesayim. Vareza kiilu lokro mimenu. So I purchased it. So he asked his chelik on me. Fine. But now I purchased it. It's not his chelik anymore. So it should be mutter after chalukah. Lesser. So the Rashba says, no, it won't be mutter after chalukah. Ta'afilu lokra mimenu asure. Afilu, if this chalik, the chalik of the mother was osur on him, and now he goes and purchases it from him, it'll still be osur. Asure kedamrina la'el, gabi kikri olecho. The Gemara said before, if a person said kikri olecho, the aval gav the yovi nelei b'matone, even though he gave it to him b'matone, kol heiched loy afsekei acher osur. As long as there wasn't that, the kikri olecho means that which is now my kikri, I'm not allowed to give to you. That was pshat in the nether. So memele, there's no chilek if he gives b'matone, or mechir areyu k'matone. Mechira is equivalent to matone. Uch desnan, koinom beischo shani nichnas, sotcho shani loikeach. Meis oi mochoi la'acher muter. So if it was mochoi la'acher, that means he asod beischo. So it was mocha la'acha muta a mocha loy, afilu boiman kainan beischa shani nichnas osa. So memele, so mechira will not help. Because if this is osa, so this is like kikri olecha, and kikri olecha is osa. Afilu kikri olecha is osa, afilu after he gave it to him, and it's ois kikri, it's still osa. Zeu das Rashba zal. That's how the Rashba paskins. And Rashba is medamadis to kikri olech. Avol Rambam zal kosa pepeg zayin mehuchas nedor. Hoyu shneyem shutfim bechotza. Im yesh bo din chaluke. Hrei elu asurim likonis bo ad sheyach loiku, vikonis kol echad ve'echad lechelkoi. The Rambam says that it's also likonis bo, achotzer sheyesh bo din chaluke, that's like argamor here, I feel Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is moide, that this is also. It's also likonis boy. Achi yechleiko v'yikonis kol echad ve'echad lechelka. Alme svira leizal v'la'acha chaluke shori. So we see the Rambam holds la'acha chaluke shori. So the shaila is why la'acha chaluke is in muta. So before we see the way the Ran says pshat in the Rashba. The Ran says pshat in the Rambam. I'd like to say over the Machna, how the Machna Ephraim says pshat in the Rambam. The Machna Ephraim in Simen Gimel Mehilchas Gvias Chayv, and the Emerson, the Rishash also seems to be saying the same thing over here. It says as follows. That here is Shutvim Shanodru hanor zemizet. The Isser is he's not allowed to have hanor. One shutev is not allowed to have hanor from the other shutev. So he says, so it's not called I have any hanor from you. That means half of the chotza belongs to me. Half of the chotza belongs to you. I end up with half a chotza. Neniach afilu, this is your chaylik. But is this called that you are Mahanami? That I got a chelik? Good, we couldn't be mavar of the chelik I purchased. I got your chelik. But here there's no hano whatsoever. Kikri olecho. So there, Achna Fraim says, there it's speaking about, he asked the kikra. He asked the kikra on him. Shnalt hevano from kikri. So the shaila is, even though when you get it, it's ois kikri, but the kikri olecho is pshat is But that's nichlal and deyisel, that which is not kikri is not allowed to be given to you. So there it's also, but here it's, the one is mudar hano from the other, and if it's mudar hano, so this is not considered a hano. That's what the Machna Ephraim says. Now, Bemison, we mentioned yesterday, this whole sugya is very, very difficult. Rabbi Kevega does not know pshat in the whole sugya over here. Are we speaking about mudar mimenu hano? And however you learn these problems, if it's muda mimenu hano, so why is drisus a regel also? I have a right to walk into the chotzer. So if the whole iser is iser hano, you're not being mahanim me by letting me walk into your chalik. I have a choshe mishpatik yeshibu. That's not called your mahanimi. Just the way the Machna Ephraim says over here. If I end up with a chalik, even though it's your chalik, it's not called your mahanimi because I have a chalik. He learned it speaking about mudar mimenu hano. So then Rabbi Kevega Esik doesn't understand the whole mission. If it's mudar mimenu hano, so why? You're not being mahanimi if you let me go into the chotzer. So Rabbi Kevega says, so you have to say, speaking about Yasid and Nechosim. So then he asks, if Yasid and Nechosim, so doesn't he have to vitter, that's mutter, that's also the mutter Ano. He can't even know from the Chosim. Rabbi Kevega got stuck in how to learn Pshat in the Sugya. But Al Kapodin of the Machna Ephraim seemed to learn Pshat. You have to know what he did with Rabbi Kevega's Kasha. The Machna Ephraim learned Pshat that our mission is speaking about Muda Mimenu Hano. So if I end up with half of a Chotza, that's not called you a Mahanami because I possessed half a Chotza. That's what the Machna Ephraim says. And the Rishash seems to say the same thing also, but then he also touches this sore point, how we talk is speaking about mudar hano or mudar nechosem. The hosem also all of beisoi, lachein also calls manchu beisoi, vol hochad lo yosa rak hanosoi, vade mutar. Kedisalel, b'mishin shani nenemi Yisrael, the mitamachad also give the mudda lo yishar likach al b'yais and kibor, as well as the bayim adon, ain't a kon, okay, that's what to say. The Raj Mavosh da no lav dav kedo osa gam nechosa v'olof. Okay, let us go a little further. So al kaponim, that's how the Machna Ephraim wants to say pshat in the Rambam. Adran wants to say a different pshat. Adran got stuck. I says, what's pshat in the Rambam? Hirele betay meizal, the afal gav the kaimlon, the bidereise embreire. So if bidereise embreire, so could be I'm ending up with his nechosim. Filohochi anan sadi shamanas kein nishtatfu, Shaliyuchal echemem la oska al chaveiroi beinyin shetaynesra olav la acha chaluke. Vihochi osalei nifsei didei veinoi bidi. So he says it's a non-sadi. That means if we will say that he could aser, that the mother could aser, I'm the mudder that he can't have hano from the nechosim after chaluke. He says, so that's a moiridike krumkeit. It means I invested in half a chosim and the end will come out because of your nether. I won't be able to have hano from my nechosim. Yeah, because it's a sofik. Maybe you got mine and I got yours. But kaponim will come out a moiridike krumkeit. So there's a non sadi shaloy shamanaske nishtatfe shlo yuchal echod mem lo osra al chaveiro. So what does this mean? So the Tiferesian says pshat as follows. One of the two. That if they made a neder stam, So it says an ansadik ilu nishtatfu shim yei osru ze al ze shlo yi asurim rak atzman she yechalku. I mean, that's a, Phil didn't speak it out, but the zicha ansadik that the neder should not make that you should lose your investment. Half of the chatzis yosh, you should lose whatever you invested. That's zicha not mistaba. That is one way the Teferis Siyan says. And then the Teferis Siyan says that a filu, he asked beferish, I'm asking my chelik on you a filu after chalukah. So there's an ansadi that if we'll do such a thing, so they never was shutvis. So memele, that means if you're going to make such a pool that I'm going to lose my investment, so there's an ansadi who never became shutvim to begin with. So that means that I bought half the chutzah from who we purchased it from, and you bought half the chutzah. But we never were shutfim. We never were shutfim. So memele, by shutfim we can clear, so maybe I got your chelik. But if we never were shutfim, we never were shutfim together, so Zicha didn't get your chelik, so this is my chelik. Shekolechot zeiche chelke melekeich v'loi echot mechavelik. We never were shutfim. So that's pshat, this anansadi. That's how the Rambam learned pshat It is anansadi that one can never ask the other. Neither it's a, so he learns it's a t'nai. Either a t'nai that the nether should only be nimshach till chalukah, or if the nether was made after chalukah, then we never became shutfim. So I don't have your chalik. Let us see the Mishnah. The Ran is going on the next chelik of the Mishnah. Hamudar hanomei chaveiroi. V'yesh loy melchetz ubeis abad muskorim be'ir. A person is mudar hanomei chaveiroi. V'yesh loy, and as I this, we're not talking about shutfim over here. We're talking about Shimon is not allowed to have a no from Ruben. V'yesh loy melchetz ubeis abad muskorin be'ir. Now Ruben rented out his melchetz to someone else, to Levi. Now the shaila is Shimon permitted to use the melchetz? Im yesh loy ben tvisas yad. So if Reuven has a tvisas yad in the melchitz, even though it's rented out to Levi, also, ein loy ben tvisas yad muta. If Reuven does not have a tvisas yad in the melchitz, so then Shimon is permitted to use this melchitz. And exactly what tvisas yad is, that we'll see in the Gemara. Now let us see that on Membovum in base. Hamudar hanomi chaveiroi, v'yesh loy melchetz ubeis abad muskorin v'ir. V'yesh loy lamadir melchetz ubeis abad. Elo shiskiron la'acha. He rented it to someone else. Im yesh loy bohen tvises yad. If the mother has in this melchetz a tvises yad, yes, loy ben tvisas yad lemadir, osa mudar lehonis mehem. So then the mudar Shimon is not permitted to use this melchitz. The kivin the yesh loy lemadir bahem tvisas yad havelohu kedidei. So it's considered his melchitz. It's not considered that it was given over completely to the soicher. It's considered that the melchitz is still the maskils. So memela, if I use this, so if the mother uses the melchitz, he has hano from the maskil. Havalekididei, so it's his melchitz. Begmore meforish, heichi domi tvises yad. Vim ein loy behem tvises yad, mutter. The lav mididei mahani, elo me'aseicha, that means I'm not using your merchitz, it's called I'm having hano from the merchitz of the seicha. The cost of a rashbazal. The chi omrinin, the bishayin loy bem tvises yad mutter, davke kshohoyu muskorin kvar. That's davke if it was rented before he made the neder. Avol hiskiron la'acha mikan, but if he rented it out after he made the neder, loy. So then the mudder cannot use the merchitz. The avol gav this nan besamuch lebeis choshani nichnas. If someone made a neder, I'm not permitted to enter your house. So if the Baal Habayis sold it to someone else, so it's not called Beischo. Davke b'mechira hu deshori. Davke b'mechira it's muta. Because it's called, I'm not entering your house. I'm entering the Lekeach's house. Avol b'schiris loy. But if he rented the house, he made a neder. And that was made, and I'm now to enter your house, and he rented it, so it's still considered your house lot. The misad afilu b'schiri, shori, lisni yiskir, and the koshkein mocha. Elevadai koshe, kodam nidre l'schirusai, eini isa mistalakai dei schiris. Avol mas nisim b'schir on kvar, lefilkar koshe, leben tvises yad, eini isa chalalaya. Now, what is Pshat in the Rashba? So, Nachsamir would seem from the Rashba as follows. It would seem from the Rashba, let's say, the case that the Rashba asks. The Rashba asks, let's say, I asked my nechosim on the Muda. I asked my nechosim. So, Memele, so the Mishnah says, if he sold it, so it's not called his nechosim. I'm not having enough from your nechosim. I'm done having enough from your nechosim. If he rented it, it's still called your nechosim. So, Memele, if an Issa was already chal on this melchitz, before he rented it, it was an Issa chal. So, schiris cannot be mafkiya the Issa. That means the Issa was chal, it's called Nichsei Hamadir, so Memele doesn't become Ois Nichsei Hamadir through Schiris. Dafke through Mekach it becomes Ois Nichsei Hamadir. Masha Enke, if it was rented out before he made the neder, so then the Sfora is, later we'll see the Ran such a Sfora from Taisvis, when he made the neder, he did not I thought you're not allowed to have enough of my nechosim. He did not have an intent to answer the melchitz, which he himself is not deriving any benefit from, since it's rented out already. So l'maise schiris accomplishes that mistome. He did not mean to answer that melchitz, since alas he has tvisis yad. For yes, tvisis yad. So this is my melchitz. So I'm also. It's considered my melchitz. So when I asked my nechosim on you, this is also considered my nechosim because I have a tvisas yad on it. But if I don't have a tvisas yad, so I don't consider this my nechosim because I'm not deriving any benefit from this melchitz. The seicha is the one that's deriving the complete benefit from the melchitz. So I didn't have an intent to ask it on you. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Skiron la'achel. And then he made the neder, he did not have an intent to answer that melchitz, because be'enov, it's not his melchitz, because I'm not deriving any benefit from the melchitz. Masha Enkin, if I answered it already, so now we want to be mafkia this, it's my melchitz. Mice, even though it's rented out, it's my melchitz. So memele, schiris will not be matter if an issa was already held. Now, V'kama tvisa shiat. So now the Mishnah says that it's dependent if the mother has tvisa shiat. Omar Rav Nachman, lemechze uleshlish v'lerviya. Avol bebeitzim, this is the Ranz Gilsalot. Abayoma afilo bebeitzim osar eichadomi deshori demekabel betaske. Now let us see the Ranz. V'kama tvises yad, Omar Rav Nachman, lemechze leshlish v'lerviya. The kiven the bal hamelchitz mistaker kefi ma shehamelchitz maviach havalekedidei. That means if he has a chelik of the profits, there's more business, I get a bigger chelik. So that's called I have a chelik in the melchitz because my havoch is totally, if there's more business or less business. So that's called, it's my melchitz also. So then he zicher, when he asked all my nechosim, so I meant to include the melchitz also, because this is also my nechosim. I'm getting a percentage of the revach. Avol bebeitzim mutter. Dalkon hoyo. Shebal ha-melchitz mistaker bebeitzim. Shaboim lilchot shomo yeloik chemoisa mimen. We have to understand there wasn't any path marks in those days. Everyone had to go to ha-melchitz, so lemais when the melchitz, and they bought eggs also. That was a business. That was, the people came there. There wasn't a special place to buy eggs. I mean, so Memele, this was a place where everyone had to come for the melchitz. So Memele, they used to sell eggs also. Umishim hochi, koma, shim ein bal ha-melchitz mistakel berevach ha-melchitz klal. In the profit of the melchitz, he's misulik from the melchitz. Elishaya la'atzmoy oisei revach shel beyim, but he was mishaya al kaponim. Usually the Baal HaMelchitz used to sell Beyim, so this he didn't rent out. The right to sell Beyim and the Melchitz, he left for himself. Muta, lefi she'enei miguf HaMelchitz. That means, I didn't mean to ask the Melchitz on you because I don't have a pilus in the guf HaMelchitz. This is a Zaytake business that the Baal HaMelchitz used to do in the Melchitz. So I don't consider it that it's my Melchitz. So I didn't mean to answer. That's not called tvisas yad. Now, by your omar, afilu bebeyim osa, afilu ki I gav ne mikri tvisas yad. That means that I have a chelik in the melchitz. I have in the profits of the melchitz. This is also one of the chelke ha melchitz, the selling of the beyim. So memele. So this is kins avalek edidei. So how is it mutter? If he gets a percentage, it's called a tvises yad. He even gets the bayim, it's also called tvises yad. So what is the case of mutter? Eichidomi deshori, the mekabel betaske. Sheini neitel chelik hayadua berevach hamelchitz. He doesn't take a percentage of the revach, then that's called, he's also a bailam of the melchitz. He pays him rent, but the means, he pays him rent once a year. The chol kiyai gavna, but in the etzim melchitz, he has nothing to do. Istalik leibal ha-melchitz mi melchotzoi legandli. But he's called, it's not his melchitz, he just gets rent once a year. It's considered the melchitz of the seicher, the ike lemedik ashmait. Vafilu ki hai gavna. Afilu we're speaking about, but he doesn't have a chelik in the revach. Heichi shot, the mikol mokim guf ha-melchitz shel maskeru. That means, even though it is rented, by the seicha, but the guf ha-mechetz belongs to the masket. V'yochel leser oisoy ala seicha. That means he could asa, it's considered his melchitz, and he can asa the melchitz and the seicha, even though the seicha rented it from him. Kedemrinin be'erchen be'per ko'imah mishkoli olai, ha-masker bayis l'chaveiroi, ve'hikdishoi, and he was magdishit. The masker was magdish the house that he rented. Hador boy malis chal lehegdish. So the one who's living there, the seicher pays hegdish. Umekmina law, so the Gemara says we're speaking about, pshekdishoi masker, the masker was magdish the house. The seicher malis chal lehegdish. So now there's a new landlord. So the landlord is hegdish, you have to pay hegdish the rent. Bakshin and Hossam. So the Gemara says, Ador boy, malus chal hegdish, that's all that was accomplished with the hegdish, that is a new landlord. Heichidaya boy, b'meilekoi, he's not allowed to live there, he's moil behegdish. Since the house belongs to hegdish, and he's using a bias of hegdish, Alme yoche la'oscha ala seicha, kimin shaguf akarke shalom. So he can answer on the seicha. So that means that a bayis socho belongs to the masker, and the seicha is using the masker's bayis. V'choshken sheyoche la'oscha ala cheirem, he can zicha asa ala cheirem. Is asking Allah, if it says he can ask on the seicha that has a shibuk, the purchased a shibuk, and he has a schuz direct, from that's when it's considered you're living by me, you're using my house. And if I magdish it, some emailer, you have to get out. V'choshken shiocha la'osra la'cherim. V'chi ein lo'i b'em tvises yada ma'ishori. So if he asked his nechosim on the mudder, why isn't this melchitz called his nechosim? Even though it's rented out. But you see, if he can ask on the seicha, so still, when the seicha is living, this called the seicha is being named from him. So it says, Tinsu betois viz deinochanami. Einochanami. Shim osa oisoi ha-melchitz befeirish. If he asked this melchitz, that means he was masker first the melchitz, fine. And then later he asked this melchitz on the mudder. Chayil yisuri, zichr ker asked on the mudder. Kivin shaguf shaloi, if the guf is his. So memeila, even though it's rented out, not renting out, makes that it's not his, it's zichr his. Kihi de perik mishkoli alai. Shehigdish habayis atzme, if will also the bayis, if will be magdish the bayis, so the seicha has to get out, if will be magdish the melchitz, this melchitz, or will also this melchitz on the mudder seicha also. Avol hoche bemudder hano minechosov stam airi. And I think this is what Taisa says, this was the svara we mentioned before, b'shem the Rashba. But here we're speaking about he did not ask this melchitz on the mudder. If he asked this melchitz on the mudder, forget about it. Then you don't need tvisas yad. It's his melchitz, and he's asking it on the mudder. No, he asked avolhoche b'mudder hano minechosov stamayri. You can't ever know from my nechosov. Ve'ein dato yoma sheiskir. That's what we say. That he said you can't have a no from my nechosim stam, so my nechosim means nechosim which I'm using, I'm deriving benefit, that is considered in my eyes my nechosim, and that's what I'm asking on you. But if I'm not deriving any shimush from this melchitz, it's rented out, so that's not called my nechosim, so I didn't even intend to ask it on you. If I wanted to ask, I can say, ask you, but the Mishnah is just telling us, I don't consider this my nechasim, unless yes, by tvisas yad. That means I'm still functioning in the revochim of the Beis HaMelechus. Then I consider this my nechasim also. But if I'm not getting anything from the from the function of the Beis HaMelechus, so I don't consider it my nechasim. Vikashiloch. So Taisvis asks, do le'el beperik eid bein amuda. And the Salke Daitoch, the Eindatoi Almashe Hivke, the Gemara wanted to say that the Gemara asked the Kashe. Rabbi Yechanan said, Pshat and Rabbi Yossi, that Hivke kematone. Ma matone adaosi lishuzoiche, who had in Hivke adaosi lishuzoiche. So Mamela, so therefore, if the mother will be Mavke, it's not permissible because the mother is, the Baal calls man, the mother is in Zeichen, and he's taking from the mother, even though he was Mavke. So the Gemara has Takasha that Rabbi Yossi has said that if he was Mavke before he made the Neder, so then it's permissible, then the mother is allowed to have Ano. So the Gemara asked, if you say the svar of Rabbi Yossi is that Hefker is kematone, so it's still the mothers. So why when he is a what? So what's gate on that he was mafke first, but it's he asked his nechosim on him. So the Gemara said, "Ain datay al mashe Hefker." The Gemara said, "You're right. Halachically." It's Taka is, but he doesn't even intend to ask what he was marking. Since he wants it, everyone should take it. And though, so he didn't even intend to ask how much he gave. But the Gemara slugs it up. The Gemara says, no, if it's his, he asked it. So Memele, so what are you telling me now? What is Taisus saying? Taisus is saying that Einachanami, the Melchitz is his, but he didn't, but since it's rented out, he didn't mean to ask for this. So this sounds like the Teretz of the Gemara before Rabbi Yossi, that ain't datoi lesser Masha Hivke, even though it's his, but the Gemara slugs it up. So Mamela, how are you telling me such a Teretz? The Vadik Sha'odam Oyser Nechosov Stav, when a person asks his Nechosin, Datoi Al Kol Mashahu Bershusoi. He means whatever is in his Rishus, whatever is in his Shlite, some Amela, that's what he means to us. Olaficho. So therefore, the Gemara did not like Rabbi Yechanan Shtikteire. Kivin Shaina Hefker Adayin Hefker, if you, Rabbi Yossi holds Hefker Kematone, so Kozman, no one was Zeiche in this Hefker, it's still his, still Bershusa. Buloya Matone Matone, or he said that he's giving this for a Matone, but the Matone wasn't Chalye. Afheim Bechlal Ha'isa, because these Nechosim are Bershusa. Avol ma she yotzo mirshusoi l'shaitoi b'schiris, but this went out of his rishus. He's not using this anymore. That means zicher halachilik, the house is his, and but lemaisa, the shimush of the house, the shimush of the melchitz is out of his rishus. It's rented out. B'schiris, given the hash to be a lav b'shusay koi, ain't that a loss. So Memele, so this is the first teretz of Taisvis. So Taisvis is saying as follows. That means that chotshefilu halachically, a dovor hamusker belongs to the masker, and therefore if he wants he can aser the seicher, ki b'mafkiya the shibud of the seicher, hegdish is mafkiya midei shibud, is mafkiya midei schiris. But here, argamo means to say, but since it's rented out, he didn't have him zinnin. When he asked stam nechosav, he meant the nechosim that he's using. The nechosim which is rented out, he didn't have him zinnin to ask of these nechosim. Teretz number one. Teretz number two. Rabbi Netan Zaltiritz, Nahi Perik Mishkoli Alai, Dafke Gabi Hegdish. There it's speaking about Hegdish. In Mishum the Hegdish Mavkiya Midei Shibur. Avol Hoche Gabi Koinomes. Here we're speaking about Koinomes. Av al gav de mafkiyin midei shibur kainomes ha also mafkiyin midei shibur. Ki de isa bepeik af al pipeik basra de mechilten hani mili be kainam kloli ki ein hegdish. A kainam kloli ki ein hegdish is mafkiyin midei shibur. That's right. So we consider he's the bailim. And the socher is only as a shibud on him. It's a right to use his house. A mele above hegdish mafkim de shibud. Avol bekoinam proti, but a koinam proti kiven de loidomi le hegdish. Amur rabbonon le shibud de idach leiliv kelei. Keichi doma hosom damur rabbonon le shibud de baal. So the Rabbeinu Tam said as follows. That halachically, a koinem proti, dachsachmir, this the Rabbeinu Tam answered, dachsachmir in Ksubis, the Rabbeinu Tam asked Akasha that every loive is a beautiful way how to get rid of the malve. Well, asa his nechosim on the malve, and finished. So the Rabbi Netam says that the amul rabbonon l'shibudi de malve. So what is Pshabi saying together? That means, if it's only a koinam proti, so it's not doime lehegdash. So there's amur rabbonon. The musik of amur rabbonon was said by something that's not doime lehegdash. By hegdash, they went meiker adit. Meiker, if you make hegdash or koinam kloli, there is no amur rabbonon. But by a koinam proti, it's not doime lehegdash. There they said that you can't be mafkia the bailis of the one who possesses the shibud, but how did they made with a dreidel? Amur rabbonon li shibude. The Baal of the Gemara says by Maisi Yodel, and who did amur rabbonon li shibude de soiche. So that's what it means. So what is pshat? So pshat is like this. That means that shibud is pshat, that I'm using yours. It's yours, and I'm using yours. So if you're magdish it, so then my shibud fizzles out because the yiridei is a stira to the choshen mishpat. That means now it's hegdish. I can't have a shibud on hegdish. So mamela the shibud becomes bottom. If you say amur rabbonon li shibud de soicher, so pshat is the rabbonon says not that I have a shibud in your house. It's ki'ilu, I'm the bailam on the house. The rabbista didn't hefke. Bezden gave the sochir a bailas in the house. So you can't ask, so it's my house, not your house. It's not the kona de rabbonon take. So, fine. So memela, that's why he can't ask her on the sochir. But, so memela, so the Rabbi Netam understood. Napshat is that if you're gonna ask us, me amul rabbon l'shibud de soicha. No, by that lemaise legabi akoinam proti, it's not yours to ask. It belongs to the soicha. Safilu, he didn't ask it on the soicha. He's asking it on Beryl. But Mr. Master, I have news for you. This melchus does not belong to you. If you'll be magdish, it's yours. But legabi akainam prati, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the seicher. So memela, so that is, that was the Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz. So when the Tam's Teretz said the Gemara in Elchin is speaking about Meikar Adin by Hegdish or Kainam Kloli, which is equivalent to Hegdish, there the Rabbonon did not miss the Charayim, and they went Meikar Adin, and Meikar Adin Hegdish is Mafki, and Midei Shibut. They didn't give the Soicher special Schusem. That the Maise, that they went Meikar Adin, the bias belongs to the masker, and the Schusei Asoicha will become Nifka if he's Magdish or makes a Koinem Kloli. But if he's only making a Koinem Proti, then Chazal om Zecharein gemisht, and they said, Rebala Bayis, Rebala Melchitz, it's not yours to make a Koinem Proti. On someone else. It belongs to the Seicher. So Memele, that was the Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz. Teretz number 3. These two terutzim shatas, the first terutz is not, he doesn't even intend to ask for something that is rented out. The second terutz is he's not bekoyach to make a koinem proti on something that was rented out. Because, l'gabi koinem proti, we consider it belongs to the soicha. V'acherem tirtzu, dahi de perik mishkole yolai, Bishuloi higdim schorei lemaske. Acherem tirtzu, dahi de perik mishkoli alai, bishuloi higdim schorei lemaske. As yet, the soicher did not pay the rent. Vikivin de loisagi, shloi ischaye vasoicher loseis schal lehegdish. So that means like this. The rent as yet was not paid. And now the landlord, the Balabayis, was Magdish. So now let's forget about Yiradeya. Let's talk about Mchayshim Mishpat. Who will the rent have to be paid to? Depends if it has to be paid to the new owner. Just like if the landlord would sell it to someone else, he'll have to pay rent to the new owner. The landlord was Magdish, so Mamela, the rent will have to be paid to Hegdish. Nimtze sheyesh lehegdish yad uschus b'chol abayis k'moy shahoyo lemasker lefichach chal hegdish al abayis. That means that since you have to pay rent to Hegdish, so it's considered, Kozman, you don't pay rent, that Hegdish is a yad in the bias. That means you without paying rent, you don't have a schus, so you have to pay the rent. So Kozman, you don't pay the rent, Hegdish is a yad b'schus b'chol abayis. Chidaya beg b'mi'ilikoi, avo masnisim sh'igdim soicha l'maskil schori. Our mission is speaking about that he paid the rent. The kiven de stalik le maske le gamri some mele, so the maske is a ganze mesulik. You have no rights anymore. The rent was paid up. You're out of the picture. Le motzi yoso. He says the whole gemara in Elchin is speaking about the rent was not paid up. So Kozman, the rent wasn't paid up. So the owner and Hegdish are not Mesulik from the bias. So they call the Eveyad in the bias. Birishalmi nami mafliki I gavdem betigdem loy schorei loy higdem. Period. So we have now three terutzah. The third terutzah is that speaking about higdem loy schorei. Now, the Ran says, Ubevada dehide beperik mishkoli alai loikash. He says, between you and me, That Gemara Bechlal is not schwer. Not it's a kasha, and you have to say terutzim. He says there's no kasha whatsoever. The Hossam, there it doesn't say the whole Yisod that the Rishonim saw in that Gemara, that even though it's rented, it still belongs to the Baal HaBos. We could be Magdish, and they saw Yisodis, that we have problems. So he says, between you and me, that Gemara, it doesn't say anything in that Gemara. The Hossam b'maskir bayis stam askina. Over there it's speaking about, he rented him a house. That means that was not my, I have to show you to a house. V'raya ledova, a raya that that's the story over there, the k'toni Hossam nofal. What happens if the house fell down? Chayv lahamid loy bayis. So he has to give him another house. This house fell down, give me another house. He rented a house. If it's speaking about he rented him this house, not for Lozdos. I rented you this house that fell down, I got to talk. Speaking about a bayistam. So that means, just like, let's talk about in the hotel. So the hotel can switch around. I gave you this room, I'll give you a different room. Someone else is coming in this room. I can switch rooms. I rented you a room. I didn't rent you Dafke room 124. I rented you a room. I gave you 124. Now I have an interest, 124, to give someone else. I'll give you 126. So Memele, there it's speaking about he rented him a house. Therefore, so how can he live there? I was magdish this house. So I'm magdish this house. There's a problem how I could be magdish this house. There's no problem whatsoever. This house, Bedavka, is not rented to you. I gave it to you. I'm supposed to rent you a house. I first said you could live here. Then I decided to be magdish this house, so I'll give you a different house. But you can't live in this house. This house is Hegdish. Because you never receive, because it's speaking about a bayistam. You never got a kinyan in this house. You have a schusta that I have to tell you to a house. The kibin v'le hiske loy bayis yedua la bayistam. Vadi motzi magdish le maskil. So the maskil can zicha be magdish this house. V'yoyim le lesoyche bayis achin. I'll give him a different house. Avo bebayise vade le motzi maski magdishle. But bayise could be you can't be magdish, period. So memele doho, and so memele, so the Gemara in Erchin is really not saying chidushin, that he's still called Bali, still called a Bailim and Hegdish Mavkiyah Midei Shibut. There was no Shibut Badavka in this house. That's why it could be Magdishit. The Afal Gav, the Hegdish Mavkiyah Midei Shibut. I mean, so why? Hani Mili Hegdish Mizbeyat. Aval Hegdish Bedek Habayis, Loikidas Rashi Zal, Shalekidim Remeri Tamsal, Shu Seivish Hefil Hegdish Bedek Habayis, Mavkiyim Midei Shibut. Now, there's a Machlokes Rashi in the Rabbeinu Tam. If Hegdish Bedek Habayis is Mavkiyim Midei Shibut. Now Rashi learns, Hegdish Bedek Habayis is not Mavkiyim Midei Shibut. So Memele, so what's Pshat Nyene Gemara? So what do you do with Yana Gemara? There it's not Hekdushas Haguf. There it's Hegdish. It's Hegdish Bedek Habayis. So what's Pshat in Yana Gemara? So Al Kolchoch, Yana Gemara is not at all speaking about the Yesod of Hegdish Mavkiyah Midei Shibud, because there was no Shibud whatsoever on this house. I said, I'm going to rent you a house. I'm as magdish this house, so you'll get a different house. Al kochoch, that Gemara has to be speaking about bayistam. because Rashi holds Hegdish Bedek Abayis is not Mavkimi Deshi, but they can only be Hegdish Bedek Abayis, Magdish Haos. The Rai Ledomim Dome Perikafopi Besef Mechilten, Oli Domi Eloima Lachaveire Sode Zusha Mishkanti Loch Leesar Shonim. That a Loive is saying to a Malve, this Sode that was Mamashkin for 10 years, then a mimcha, when after I'll be paided from you, tigdish, the kotcha. So there it says, he could be magdishit, he's magdishit lechshev dena. Alma davke lechshiv dena, avokoidem lechain loikitcha. Fakert yevanoch negemore. Then we have here a malve, a loive, and a malve. The loive gave his field, he was mamashkin his field to the malve. And there he wants to be magdishit. He wants to be magdishit. Now, so according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam said, Amur Abonon, the Shibud, the malve, he wants to make a coin and proti, so Amur Abonon, the Shibud, the malve. But there it's talking about Hegdish, we're not speaking about a Kainan Proti. He wants to be Magdishit. And the Gemara seems to be saying that he can only be Magdishit Lechshev Dena. But now he can't be Magdishit. I Hegdish is Mavkiyimi Deshiv. Let me Magdishit right now. So Vaistach Ois, that now he can't be Magdishit. Araya Terashi. That Kedushas Bedek Abayis, we don't say Hegdish Mavkiyim Mideshi, but only Kedushas Aguf. Avol Koydim Lachain Leikitsha. Hilkach, Ahid the Perik Mishkoli Alai, Leikoshe Klal Amasnis. So my Mele, there's no problem whatsoever. Dalton Shtetit Groyse Teire. There it doesn't say that it's his, and it can be Mavkiyim the Bailis, and the they're speaking about a bayistam. So my male pashtaitzach, if he's magdish this house, so the seichet goes into a different house. Biu akati masnisen loyniche, but our mission is still not good. Forget about the gemara over there. The kainomis ke kedushis aguf tamin. Kainomis is a kedushis aguf. Kedisa bepeik afalpi, ubesoif mechilten. Pamaile mafkin midei shibud. So now we have, forget about the bekiyas and the gemor and elchin. One elchin is chlal an andere zach. But let's get down to brass tacks. But kenomis are a kedushas aguf. Now kedushas aguf is mafkin midei shibud. Because like Mifkira Masnissen, Elo Bachat Mahanoch Piruki Dechsibna. So you have to say the Torahs that we said before. All the Torahsim we said before is this, that it means the Ran had just said, if the Samazai Eska Kasha from the Gemon Elchim, the Gemon Elchim is no Shaykhis at all with us. Mon Elchim speaking about Bayis Tam and there's no Din Havko. But Lemaise, so we have to ask Akasha without the Gemara Elchim. We know Klal Kedushas Aguf is Mavkiyim Midei Shibu, and Kenome says a Din of Kedushas Aguf. So Lemaise, so it's still considered the bias of the Maskia. We have to say the first Eretz, he didn't have Zin to answer it. Yeah. Vani kvar kosavti b'mishna seinu, v'afilu koinem proti, v'afilu higdim schar seicher, motzi maskilo oschayolot. But I said in the Mishnah, I just got rid of the last two terutzim,
My Mishnah Meister Chois, a koinam proti is mafkiyim idei shibut. If you hold ein breire, even though the mudder has a shibut on the chelik of the madir, half is his, half he has a shibut, afal pike we say koinam is mafkiyim idei shibut. Afilu a koinam proti, afilu he doesn't have to pay rent. So all these terutzim of koin and proti, almu, you don't say, and you don't say the dafka when he didn't pay rent. Vachayrem tirtzu. Dahay muskorim dohoche lav muskorim kein schiris. That what it says in our Mishnah, that the Melchitz was rented out, doesn't mean Poshet rented out. The Amrinim Begmore Heichi Domi Deshori, when is it called that he doesn't have Tvisas Yad? The Mekabel Betaske, that's what our Gemara said. Heichi Domi Deshori, the Mekabel Betaske. Now, Umekabel betaske lav hainus chiris. Taske is really the taich taxes. And that's at the taich chiris. Ela hakarke arei hu shel machzik lo'ilom. Our Gemara is telling us a moira di ketzir. It's speaking about that it belongs to the machzik. Umoiri shay lebono. Ela shenois and dove yadua b'chol shona lebailam horishayim. He pays certain taxes, that means it was sold to you, but you pay taxes to me. V'chol ki ay gavne kinyin haguf mikri, v'loy shibut belvad sheyavki enu koinem. Here it's talking about he's a kinyin haguf. Ahai de nokat muskorim b'masnis. So that means it's really the melchitz went over to the one who bought it, and it's he bought it take. No, he has to pay taxes. Ahai de nokat muskorim b'masnis. Why did it say muskorim? So the whole lashon of the Mishnah is very misleading. Mishum de taske zu ke ein schiresu, she im eine perea mutalolov shona, odra arolem moro. That means by not paying the taxes, it will be like schires. That means it's yours completely, but bitnai you pay taxes. If you're not up to date with the taxes, it can be taken away from you. So that's why it has a similarity to schires. Because there is a possibility that it can be taken away from you. The Mrinam Baalme, Ara le Taske Mishtabdo, Umalkoma Dioiv Taske Leichel Ara. There the Gemara says that the king said, whoever pays the taxes, he keeps the karka. So that means, if the owner of the karka was not paying taxes and someone else paid taxes, so the law was it goes to someone else. That means to ensure the ownership of this karka, you had to be up to date with your taxes. Afilohochi, kiven the chol emes, the boy le mifra, le motzi misalik le idach, but if he's up to date with the taxes, then he can't be misalik him. Kinyan haguf, yesh loy bekarke, mishamochi, le motzi osel. So that's why he came asa, because it really belongs to the one who had purchased the melchitz. Abu Baschir's da'almi, motzi osel, kol ze pilpulu o rishoinim zal. This is the pilpul of the rishoinim, the problems and the terutzim, which we have on our Gemara. Vitomeini alayim. So now the Ran says, I don't understand this whole shakla vitaya, this whole asik, I don't understand. Lefi sha'ani oimel alochim. Afilu b'schiris da'alme. Afilu, we're talking about schiris da'alme. kol she'ein lo lamada tvises yad, shori muder lisanuye mi melchetz ubei sabad, she'yesh lo lamada muskoren beir. La aloche, if it's rented, even though it's rented out, the muder is allowed to use the melchetz on toyer. The afal gav the mindine vadai the masker yochel lesser ala seicher. 100% the masker can aser it on the seicher. Vafilu higdim a seicher la masker. Schori afili paid him the rent. The parishna albin mas nisan dareish pilke. 100% and afilu koinem proti is mafkiyem ideishi. But that's 100% right. Less man the poly, bahani milik sha oisam le soicha. If he asks it on the soicha, oik sha oisam al kolodom, sha soicha bechlal, mishum the kiven, the kainomis, mafki mi de shibu, he's talak le shibu, the soicha legami, that's 100% true. That if he asked it on the seicha, or he made a kind of clothing, so he made it, the shibud automatically will be nifka. Avolesa oisoy al achel. But, to answer this melchitz on someone else, loy kolay menu, the given the style shibudo the seicher, since the seicher he didn't ask it on the seicher, so the seicher still has his shibud. The seicher has his right for this melchit. Shahamudo nene loyme mader hu nene elamina seicher kein nireli v'dovo bol. So he says he's not having hano. That means kol zman, the it's sochel to the seicher. So memele, so the rights of using this melchitz belong to the seicher. So it's not called I'm having hano from you. You're not being mahanami. Again. Now, this is very good if we learn it's mudar hano mimenu. So then we can understand. So it's not considered that the mader is mahane the mudar, because it's rented out. But if we're talking about mudar mechosim, then I don't know. If I said nichsai asurim lochitz, then it's folk nichsai. So, you haven't got no from my nechosim, just to get the shibud my nechosim. I mean, this is very unclear. Fine. About kaponim, he said he's not having a no from the mother. Elamina seicha, kein nirli v'dovor bo. So he says no, so he comes out, that means that we brought in a sugya which has no shaykhs whatsoever. They're speaking about if he wants to be mafkiya the shibud, he could be mafkiya the shibud. But here we're speaking about that the shibud is kayim. So memele, that it's so he's having ano from the seicha, not from the baal beis hamelchitz. The fichoch ani oimer. So therefore I say the chitnan la'el hoya echod min hashuk muder me echod mehem hano. We said if the one of the shutfim was mother beryl, the beryl not even know, so the yikonis lochotza. Rabbeleze ben Yaakov oimer, then he's allowed to go in. So poshet we learn pshat, that the chiddush of the Mishnah is, that means according to the Chachomim, if the shutef can't go into the chotzer, because we hold a breire, so a fremde mensch can't go into the chotzer. So according to the chachomim, it's poshet that that it's also. The whole Chiddush is according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, Ashtik Teire, that Lemaise, the, whenever the Shutef uses it, it's his chotzer then. So not only if the Shutef personally is using the chotzer, but if someone who is entering the chotzer litzoirech haShutef, or he wants to speak, so that opmach, that kinyan applies, that when someone who wants to speak with me, or I need, so it's also my chotzer then. That's a chiddush. That's the chiddush. That's a choshem mishpatik chiddush. So that's how we learn, that's how normally we learn Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, according to the Chachamim, it's poshet that a fremde can't go in. If the shutev can't go in, the fremde zicha can't go in. So Taram, but the way I said now, Tapanit as I zog it. Lav mishum revuse de Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov v'chuton ilo. Ela revuse de Rabbonon nami noktei. The salke daita chaminen, the heidek esova Rabbonon, the shutef motzi osar achav, einoch anami de Rabbonon hold ein breire. The Rabbonon hold that every chotzer shein baidin chaluke, half belongs to each shutev, the other half is meshubet to the shutev. And if I asked one shutev asked on the other, so we say kenomis mafkiim idei shibud, that is very good. If that one shutev asked on the other shutev, so the problem is going, is having a no from the chelik of the madir, And in his mafkimi de shibut, some emele, so that's the problem. Hey, the ksobi rabbon of the shoot of motzi yosarach abre, hani mili mishum, the mafkimi ne kinyin shibut, the chsiv nalel, because he's mafkimi de shibut, the kinyin shibut. So it's called, I don't have a shibut, I'm having an offer from you. Avol echod minashu. But what if the mother is asking Beryl, that Beryl can have an offer from him, but he didn't ask of the shutef, so the shutef lemaise, the shutef has a shibud, that means like this. So that we have here a chotzer she'ein b'din chaluke, is chelik aleph that belongs to Reuven, he's the mother. Chelik Beis belongs to Shimon. And Chelik Aleph is Meshubet to Shimon. That's what it is. Now, and we hold them Breire, but that's what it is. So now, so Reuven said that Beryl can't cover, you can't have an offer for my Nechosa. So Reuven asked Beryl his Nechosa. Now, Chelik Aleph, let's say we said belongs to Shimon. Fine. So Chelik Aleph is Tamazay, nothing what to talk about, it belongs to Shimon. The problem is Chelik Beis. Chelik Beis belongs to Reuven, and so Beryl's not having enough from Reuven. But Chelik Beis is Meshubet to Shimon. Shimon has a name, and Reuven was not Mafkir the Shibud of Shimon, he just asked Beryl. So Shimon has a Shibud on Chelik Beis. So Memele, so who says I'm having Hanor from you? I'm having Hanor from Shimon. Just like the Ran had said, that the whole Kasha, what all the Rishonim ask is not Shver. Because I'm not having Hanor from you, I'm having Hanor from the Soicha of the Melchit. Since he has a right to use the Melchit, I'm having Hanor from him, not from you. So Memele, so here also, who says I'm having a no from you? I'm having a no from Shimon. Shimon is a shibud on your chelik. So who says I'm having a no from you? Motzi, yeah, Amalulech, Nishuk, Leimotzi, Yosach, Hachotza. She'ein, Bodin, Chaluke. The Motzi, Omelei. kiven di shibud chaveil chodayin nishar etzloi. Since the shibud of your chaver is still by him, l'soich sheloi ani nichnas, I'm going into his chelik. V'loi l'soich sheloch, I'm not going into your chelik, I'm not even going off from you. Kimash melo, the kiven b'ach mader, motzi konelei b'hochotza kinyin guf u'peiris, loi kol heimenu. So, that's what the Tferesian says, pshat as follows. That means, I have a kinyin a guf in my chelik. I have a kinyin peiris in Shimon's chelik. So who are you to come and say, you're not having an offer from me? But say, you're not having an offer from me. This is mine. And the other chalik, I have a Kenyan Paris. That's Meshubah to me. That's Meshubah to me. So you're saying that no, you're ignoring me completely. I'm having an offer in your chalik. I'm having an offer from the Shibud of Shimon. And Shimon's chalik, I'm having an offer from Shimon. Who are you to say such a thing? If in one chalik I have a kinyan aguf, in the other chalik I also have a kinyan peiris. So memela, therefore you cannot say that you're not having hanof from me.